الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. All praises due to Allah, and we ask Allah to send the peace and the blessings and exalt the mention of Prophet Muhammad, his companions and all those who follow them on their righteous path until the day of judgment. We continue the tafsir of Shaykh al-Sa'di rahmatullah alayh, and we are currently by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Surah Al-Baqarah, known as the cow, and silence will be much appreciated. We are actually at verse number 91. It reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا بما أنزل الله قالوا نؤمن بما أنزل علينا ويكفرون بما وراءه بما وراءه وهو الحق مصدقا لما معهم قل فلم تقتلون أنبياء الله من قبل إن كنتم مؤمنين ولقد جاءكم موسى بالبينات ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واسمعوا قالوا سمعنا وعصينا وأشربوا في قلوبهم العجل بكفرهم قل بئس ما يأمركم به إيمانكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. Someone read verses 91, 92 and 93 in English, please. The interpretation in English in a loud, audible voice.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. And when it is said to the Jews, believe in what Allah sent down. Mm. They say, we believe in what was sent down to us. And it is believed that which came after it, while it is the truth confirming what is within him. Say Muhammad to him, why did have you killed the prophets of Allah aforetime, if you indeed have been believers? And indeed Musa came to you with clear proofs, yet you worshipped the cult after he did, and you were Jalimun, politics and wrongdoers. Mm. And remember when we took your covenant and we raised you above you the mount, saying, hold firmly to what we have given you and hear our word. He said, we have heard and disobeyed, and their hearts have turned off the worship of the God because of their disbelief. Say, worse indeed is that we should face injuries in you if you are believers.
بارك الله فيك. يقول الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى, we are at verse number 91. Those who came late and still communicating, verse 91. The Shaykh رحمه الله says, أي وإذا أمر اليهود بالإيمان بما أنزل الله على رسوله وهو القرآن استكبروا وعتوا قالوا وقالوا نؤمن بما أنزل علينا ويكفرون بما وراءه أي بما سواه من الكتب, مع أن الواجب أن يؤمن بما أنزل الله مطلقا سواء أنزل عليهم أو على غيرهم. وهذا هو الإيمان النافع, الإيمان بما أنزل الله على جميع رسل الله. The Shaykh رحمه الله said, and when Allah commanded the Jews to believe in what Allah has sent down upon His Messenger, and that is what? The Quran. They were arrogant and they rejected that. They turned away. And they said, we will believe in that which was sent down upon us. And they disbelieve in everything that came afterwards. Meaning whatever else came from the books. Although what is expected of them, what is obligatory upon them, is to believe in whatever Allah sends down. That's true iman. If you are a decent employee for your boss, and your boss is known to be just, knowledgeable, wise, he knows how to run his business. You're only a decent, true employee if you don't argue with him every time he tells you to do something. He tells you to do this, you say, okay, he tells us, so no, malish, I'm okay with that one. I don't think you're right. I don't think you can, you know, I'm not going to do that. But then you're not really, you know, you're becoming the boss. Huh? You're telling the boss now what to do. You're not the employee that a person is looking for. You're not truly submitting, we don't want to use that term, but you're not truly submitting to the, let's say, the guidelines of the job. You're not really doing what is expected of you as an employee. In the same fashion, how can a human being who is supposed to be submitting to Allah differentiate between what Allah sends down by accepting some and rejecting some? This is inappropriate. This is arrogance. Huh? This is being too conceited, that you tell God, well, I'm okay with that, but I'm not okay with that. So Allah sent the Torah to Musa. Then Allah sent the Gospel to Jesus. And Allah sent the Quran to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how are you going to believe in some or words from Allah and disbelieve in the other? And it's also from Allah. And you have proofs that it is from Allah. So that's what the Shaykh was aiming at. Whether it was sent down upon them or others. And this is beneficial iman. This is beneficial faith. The one that indicates that you believe in everything that has been sent down by Allah. This is only found among the Muslims. No group of people upon earth truly believe in everything that came from Allah except the Muslims. Everyone else winds up rejecting something. The Christians reject the Quran and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Jews reject Jesus, the Gospel, and the Quran and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Buddhists and the Hindus and the atheists, they reject everything altogether. The only group of people who don't make a distinction and believe in everything in totality are the Muslims, and we praise Allah for making us among them. الإيمان بما أنزل الله على جميع رسل الله, to believe in whatever Allah sent down upon all of the messengers of Allah. وأما التفريق بين الرسل والكتب وزعم الإيمان ببعضها دون البعض أو دون بعض فهذا ليس بإيمان بل هو الكفر بعينه. ولهذا قال تعالى I wonder whether, no, this is in another occasion, we will come to this in Surah An-Nisa. Nonetheless, the Shaykh mentioned it here. He said, as to make a distinction between the messengers and the books, while claiming to believe in some and disbelieving in some, this is not iman, this is the epitome of disbelief. Because Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, you need this verse, it's not, it's in Surah An-Nisa verse, I believe 150. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Allah says in another occasion in the Quran, verily those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers, and they want to make a distinction, they want to separate between Allah and His messengers. How? By saying, we will believe in some and disbelieve in some. وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا, and they want to take a path in between. Believing in some and disbelieving in some. What did Allah say about them? أُولَٰئِكَ, those whom they are, الْكَافِرُونَ, the disbelievers. Notice now the addition. حَقَّ, you know, حَق, in truth. To emphasize, not only Allah said they are the disbelievers, they are the disbelievers in truth. Yani these are the disbelievers. If you have any doubt about what disbelief is, that is disbelief. And Allah has prepared for the disbeliever a humiliating punishment. What is the idea here? Is that no Christian, because you will meet a Christian. You will meet a Christian who will tell you, I believe in the one God. I believe Jesus is a messenger. Just like you. One God, just like you. Yeah, yeah, every time you tell him, say yeah. Say, why don't you become a Muslim then? You're still not a believer. He says, why? It's the same thing. You believe, I believe. Why do I have to change to your religion if my faith is similar to yours? So what do you do with this person? Then you have to bring up this concept. You are not truly believing in Allah until you accept Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran. So your mere claim that you believe in the oneness of Allah, which is a lie, because they cannot be Christians and believe that. But some of them will try to, you know, play with you. Say that claim, huh, cannot be fulfilled until you accept the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the Messenger of Allah and the Quran. If so, then as soon as you read the Quran, you are obliged to follow the Quran in terms of teachings, because Allah says that the Quran abrogated the previous scriptures, Muhaymin, it's dominant, everything else is gone. You can no longer use it. And you have to follow the hadith, the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So even a Christian say, you are not going to enter paradise. until you believe in everything that came from Allah. Because Allah says in the Quran that those who make a distinction between Allah and His Messenger, alayhi salam, rahmatullah, then these are the disbelievers in truth. Is that clear? Tayyib, mumtaz. Now who knows the evidence from the Quran? Because one may say, why are you claiming that by disbelieving in one messenger, I'm disbelieving in all? Because we're saying that if you reject Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're a kafir, you're a disbeliever, as if you don't believe in Allah and the angels and the other messengers and the books, as if you don't believe in all of them by rejecting only one. Does anyone know an evidence from the Quran for that? We've dealt with this before. I know there's another ayah. كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين. Okay, let's go back a little bit. Nuh. Everybody knows Nuh? Alayhi salatu wasalam. Was he the first or the last messenger?
First messenger.
Was there any messengers before him?
No.
Everybody agrees to that?
Yeah.
Allah says in the Quran, interpretation of the meaning English, the people of Nuh belied al-mursaleen, the messengers. How is that? There was no messenger before him. Because as soon as they disbelieved in Nuh, then they are automatically disbelievers in all the messengers that are going to come after him. You see the point? Because they have the quality of rejection. Furthermore, the Shaykh Sa'di mentions another occasion, each messenger brought evidences equal to the other messenger. And he usually gave prophecy of the coming messenger. So when the other messenger comes and you disbelieve in him, you are automatically belied your messenger. Because he's going to have qualities equal to the other one. So why would you accept this one and reject this one unless you are a disbeliever? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So once you reject a messenger, that's why if a Muslim says, I don't believe in Jesus as the messenger of God, we tell him you're no longer a Muslim. You are no longer a Muslim. Because you do not have the right to reject Jesus, because Allah made it compulsory to believe in His prophethood.
This ayah referring to Nuh and the following messenger.
Right. But there's nothing before him. Nuh, Adam was the first prophet. He wasn't a Rasul. He wasn't a Rasul. So the first Rasul is Nuh. And when Allah said that the Kabir of Nuh belied the messengers, is an indication, because the Quran is eloquent, it's full of wisdom and teachings. When they rejected Nuh, meaning they automatically rejected everyone that's going to come after him. Because they're kuffar. They're disbelievers. You see the point? So now, that's why no one can believe, if anyone wants to say, I don't want to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it's the same thing as the one who said that the people of Nuh didn't believe in Nuh. Once you reject him, then you have rejected Jesus and Moses and Abraham and everybody. Because all of them came with the same message. So, alaykum salam. So why would you accept some? And it is a mafi ahlan bi Abdul Basit. Hayakum wa sa'aykum. Come in, we need there's chairs back there. Also. Tayyib. The Shaykh rahimahullah said, وَلِهَذَا رَدَّ عَلَيْهِمْ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى هُنَا رَدًّا شَافِيًا وَأَلْزَمَهُمْ إِلْزَامًا لَا مَحِيدَ لَهُمْ عَنْهُ. The Shaykh said, this is why Allah refuted them here. The exalted, may be He exalted, He refuted them with a sufficing answer. A refutation that they cannot deny. And He gave them something that they cannot avoid. فَرَدَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِكُفْرِهِمْ بِالْقُرْآنِ بِأَمْرَيْنِ. So Allah refuted them by saying that they disbelieved in the Qur'an in two things. فَقَالْ وَهُوَ الْحَقِّ. The Qur'an, they disbelieved in the Qur'an, although it is al-haqq, it is the truth. It is the truth from Allah. فَإِذَا كَانَ هُوَ الْحَقُّ فِي جَمِيعِ مَا اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ عَفْوًا فِي جَمِيعِ مَا اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْإِخْبَارَاتِ وَالْأَوَامِرِ وَالنَّوَاهِي وَهُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّهِمْ فَالْكُفْرُ بِهِ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ كُفْرٌ بِاللَّهِ وَكُفْرٌ بِالْحَقِّ الَّذِي أَنْزَلَهُ. So if they reject the Quran, although it is the book that is the truth from their Lord in its information, the past events and the future ones that will take place on the Day of Judgment and in Paradise and Hell and what have you. And it contains the truth in the commandments and the prohibitions. And it is from their Lord. The Quran is from Allah Jalla Jalaluh. So then disbelieving in the Quran, after all that, is disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the truth that He has sent down. If you disbelieve in the book of Allah, then you are disbelieving in Allah. Because it is Allah who sent it down with the truth. So it is impossible that you can believe in Allah and reject His revelation. What kind of belief is that? That's equal to the belief of who? Who has this kind of belief?
Iblis.
Satan. Wasn't he in the heavens worshipping Allah with the angels? He was from the jinn, he was? Then Allah commanded him to prostrate. He didn't. Then he became a kafir. Why? Why was he a kafir? Because he disobeyed?
Disobeyed Allah.
Then Adam. Didn't Adam disobey Allah?
No.
La. Time out. You said that Iblis became a kafir because he disobeyed Allah.
Yeah.
Adam also disobeyed Allah.
Yes. But Adam
repentance. That's one reason. There's another stronger reason.
Right.
Takabbur. Actually, Adam fell into the sin out of weakness, and he received whispers from the shaitan. So he was deceived. Then he realized his mistake. Whereas Iblis accused Allah of not having knowledge. Because what did he say? خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِينٍ. You made me out of fire. And he's made out of clay. How are you telling me to prostrate to him and I'm better than him? This is what? Accusing Allah of giving the wrong commandments. That is kufr right there. Furthermore, he became arrogant. And he did not turn in repentance or what have you. Whereas Adam did not accuse Allah of anything. He didn't tell Allah, how do you tell me not to eat from the tree? You see what I'm saying? He accepted the commandment, but he violated out of weakness. Then he repented to Allah. Allah accepted his repentance. Whereas Iblis had some rejection. You know, he opposed the commandment of Allah. He criticized Allah's command. This is what makes him a kafir. And this is very important to make a distinction, because then you will think that you will make Adam also like Iblis. So obviously, Iblis, he was among those who were close to Allah. He knows the angels, he believes in the angels, he believes in the messengers, he was there trying to misguide the people from following them. He believes in the books, because he's right there with the scribes and the Christianity helping them distort the Bible, the Gospel of Jesus. He believes in the last day, he believes in preordainment. Does that make him a believer? No, because that knowledge on its own is equal to nothing if it is not transformed or materialized into submission. That's why we're trying to emphasize here, that if you disbelieve in the book of Allah, and you disbelieve believe in the presence of Allah, that doesn't make you a believer. Because you're not truly a believer until the belief you have makes you a Muslim. Someone who submits his will to the will of Allah. So how are you going to submit your will to the will of Allah when He sends down a book upon you and you say that, thank you very much, I don't need it? How are you submitted to Allah? You're not. That's why any non-Muslim is a disbeliever. And unless they accept the Quran and the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will never enter Jannah. After the advent of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before him, they were not responsible to believe in him. The followers of Jesus, they had to believe in the Gospel of Jesus and the message, the messenger himself, Jesus. This was their key to paradise. These are our brothers in faith. We have not met them, but they believe like we believe. But after the Prophet comes, after the Prophet Muhammad came, no Jew or Christian is qualified to enter paradise unless they confirm their belief in the Prophet Muhammad and the Quran. Why? Because it is the same Lord of Jesus and the same one who sent down the Gospel. It's the same Lord of Moses and the one who sent down the Torah. So you cannot come and tell the same God that you will accept 75% and reject 25%. Yeah, this is not sufficient. This is pick and choose. And this does not make you a believer. طيب. ثم قال مصدقا لما معهم أي موافقا له في كل ما دل عليه من الحق ومهيمنا عليه. Furthermore, this Quran is in agreement with everything that the books contain that is from the truth and it is dominant. And be careful now, the Quran does not agree with everything that you find in the Bible, for instance. Not everything, but many things. The first commandment, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Huh? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, also. And this is Islam. Doesn't this agree with Islam? Agrees with Islam. Jesus said, I did not come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. This is Islam. That every messenger will be consistent with the teachings and that came before him in terms of the belief system. So if you actually explore the Bible, you will find many things in agreement with the teachings of Islam. And the only things that are not in agreement are the fabrications and interpolations and the additions. John 3:16, for so God loved the world, fabrication. For the three who bear record in the heaven, you know, the Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost, fabrication. Exactly.
According to so-and-so.
So what we're trying to say is that all the things that are not consistent with the Quran are actually the writings of men, the writings of human beings. Whereas you will find that within the verses of the Bible, there are many verses that are in harmony with the Quran and the teachings of Islam. So we will use this as a proof for them. You could tell the Christian, look, this is a verse in your Bible. This is the same thing we have in Islam. And very often, ironically, is that the verses that are in agreement with the ones in Islam are the statements of Jesus. Words that Jesus said, they quote Jesus. And the ones that are in disagreement are the ones that are spoken about him, not his own statements. For example, for so God loved the world. Who said that? For God so loved the world. Who said that? Then he said his only begotten son. Did Jesus say that?
No.
And the other verses that they use for this context, you will find that it's a statement, a general statement made by some anonymous person. You know, you don't know who he is, whose last name, was he trustworthy or not? Anything like that you don't have. Whereas the ones that Jesus said, you will find that they are the ones that are most consistent with the teachings of Islam. So the Jews rejected the Quran, although it tells them the same things that they have in the Old Testament. Even the beginning of Genesis, what does it speak about? Allah created the heavens and the earth. The same thing that we have in Islam. So anyways, فَلِمَ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِنَظِيرَ أَوْ بِنَظِيرِهِ. So why do you believe, Allah, the Shaykh is asking them, as if Allah is asking them, why do you believe in that which was sent down upon you, and you just believe in something that is equivalent? It's equal to it. The Quran is equal in this sense. هَلْ هَذَا إِلَّا تَعَصُّبْ. Is this anything except extremism? وَاتِّبَاعٌ لِلْهَوَى لَا لِلْهُدَى. And following whims and desires and not following guidance. وَأَيْضًا فَإِنَّ كَوْنَ الْقُرْآنَ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ يَقْتَدِي الْقُرْآنُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ يَقْتَدِي أَنَّهُ حُجَّةٌ لَهُمْ عَلَى صِدْقِ مَا فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ مِنَ الْكُتُبِ. Furthermore, the fact that the Quran agrees with what they have in their own scriptures indicates that this is a proof against them. This is a proof that what they have in their hands is also true. Yani the Quran is confirming that some of the information you have from Allah is true before the distortions. فَلَا سَبِيلَ لَهُمْ إِلَىٰ إِثْبَاتِهَا إِلَّا بِهِ. They cannot confirm it except through the Quran, because they know that there have been some changes, some alterations. So the only way they can confirm whether some of these contents in the Bible are from Allah or not is by referring to the Quran, the only preserved revelation from Allah. So it becomes the criteria that you measure, it's the yardstick, to the actual Bible. Because they themselves, they will tell you in the King James Version in the beginning, that they're suffering from many problems and, you know, the transmission, and we don't know what this and we need to revise it. But how are you going to revise the book of God? How are you going to have revise the book of God more than once? Then have different versions, add verses, put in verses. Have one book with 66 chapters, another one with 73 books, 66 books. What is this, man? How is that the book of God? Huh?
In the Bible, the last, the Revelation 18:19, it was said that do not alter, do not remove or change any word in this book.
Uh-huh.
But any scholar did not understand what that means.
Right.
And I'm a minister of the church.
SubhanAllah.
And I thought
you were.
I was.
I was about to say that.
I read this Quran, alhamdulillah, that's why I became a Muslim. And I battled all the priests.
Exactly.
So why did you by this new revised Bible King, and he didn't understand the last words of the Revelation 18:19.
Right.
So they cannot answer me.
Right.
So I leave them behind and became a Muslim.
Barakallah fi. Ahsan. May Allah keep you firm on His Deen and JazakAllahu khairan. You scared me for a second, man. Make sure you use the past tense. I was a minister. طيب اللهم استعان. فإذا كفروا به وجحدوه صاروا بمنزلة من ادعى دعوة بحجة وبينة ليس له غيرها، لا تتم دعواه إلا بسلامة بينته. طيب الشيخ رحمه الله is getting complicated for me. طيب if they disbelieve in the Quran and they reject it, they will become equal to a person who made a claim with proof, had a claim with proof, and he has no proof except that proof, only one proof for his authenticity, for the authenticity of his claim. And he cannot confirm that unless the foundation of his claim is sound. He cannot confirm that unless the foundation of his claim is sound. ثم يأتي هو لبينته وحجته فيقضح فيها ويكذب بها. Then he comes to his own foundation, which is supposed to be sound, and he starts criticizing it and then rejecting it. أليس هذا من الحماقة والجنون؟ Isn't this stupidity and craziness? فكان كفرهم بالقرآن كفرا بما أيديهم بما في أيديهم ونقضا له. So what is the Sheikh trying to say? Their disbelief in the Quran, the only thing, the only foundation which may prove that this gospel of Jesus and this Torah of Moses are from Allah is by the Quran. This is the only foundation they have. So they're claiming that they believe in these two, but then they come to the Quran and they reject it. When they do that, they have automatically rejected the only thing that they can use to prove their books being correct. So now they've destroyed their own structure from within. And the Sheikh said, is this craziness or what? And the Quran is the only thing that you can use to prove things, and then you go say that the Quran is not from Allah, then you have automatically rejected, you can no longer prove anything to the people. What version are you going to present to the people, say this is the book of God? Which one? How are you going to tell the difference, the contradictions between the verses where Jesus said this here and he said this there and this happened to him here and he said this there? How are you going to reconcile between all these? It's impossible unless you have a book from God which did not have any changes occur to it. And the only book is the Quran. طيب. ثم نقض عليهم تعالى دعواهم الإيمان بما أنزل إليهم بقوله قل لهم فلما تقتلون أنبياء الله من قبل إن كنتم مؤمنين ولقد جاءكم موسى بالبينات أي بالأدلة الواضحات المبينة للحق ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعدها أي بعد مجيئه وأنتم ظالمون في ذلك ليس لكم عذر. طيب. Then Allah Azza wa Jal proved to them and He refuted their claim and belief in what they have and what Allah has sent down upon them. Because they say that they believe in what we believe what has sent down upon us, but they reject everything else. First Allah proved to them that their rejection of that something else negates their iman. Furthermore, He will prove to them how they have negated their own iman in their own book without even the reference of the Quran. How is that? Tell them, then why did you kill the prophets of Allah if you are true believers? How do you kill a person who was sent to you by Allah to take you from the darknesses to the light? Someone who was sent to guide you. You go kill him? Okay, could you be a believer? This is impossible. To kill the chosen person of Allah? This is impossible. Let alone kill a cat. You know? So how are you going to choose a chosen person of Allah and kill him? This is the first thing. And Musa, may Allah be pleased with him, radiallahu anhu, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had brought clear proofs revealing the truth to them. And they took the calf afterwards while they oppressed us. You know their story, right? Right after Allah saved them from Fir'aun. Yani Fir'aun, Pharaoh, he was humiliating the Jews, the children of Israel for many years. Keeping their women, killing their children, enslaving them. They were slaves. The Jews were slaves to the Egyptians, Pharaoh and his people. For many years, he made them suffer. Then Allah sent Musa. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam defended them. And he took the fight against Fir'aun. And Allah aided him and gave him victory. And he drowned the people of Fir'aun in front of them. As soon as they passed the ocean, And the ocean was split 12 different parts for each one of the tribes of the children of Israel to cross. As soon as they crossed and Pharaoh and his people followed them, Allah caused the water to drown him. And he used to tell the people before, وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي. قال يا قوم أليس لي ملك مصر. The Pharaoh told his people, oh people, don't I own Egypt and these rivers run under me? Then Allah made the rivers run over him. He was bragging about something he didn't own. Did you make the river? You brag about something you have equality. Say, I'm honest, I'm kind. You don't brag about, you know, the building. What do you have to do with the building? You didn't make this building. So he was bragging about the rivers. They say, this is how crazy he's little-minded he was. He's bragging about rivers. Look at these rivers falling onto me. What did you do with the rivers, man? Allah created the rivers. So Allah made the rivers go over him. Drown him with the same thing that he was bragging about. Be careful, because we may fall into the same errors in smaller things. Then after Allah saved them, yeah, you know how, if you see your enemy, let's say someone used to beat up your brother. Maybe you have a small brother and there was this guy, bad guy in the street, bully, who always used to beat up your brother, huh? And you were too, maybe, you were not strong enough to fight him. And then one day, you know, you're looking out the balcony, and you see, alaykum salam, and you see the other neighbor beating up the guy that beats your brother. How do you feel? Huh? Yeah! Come on, man! Beat him! Hit him! Maybe you'll throw your shoe and help him up. You will feel satisfaction in your heart when you see the person who used to beat up your brother, alaykum salam, getting beat by someone else. You follow me? Why? It satisfies that urge, that envy, or not envy, يعني this anxiousness that you have in you. So Allah gave this to the people of Musa. Pharaoh, the one that used to punish them and humiliate them, they saw him drown. Him and all of his people. You want something better than that? This is just, you know, to relieve the stress and the agony that they had in their heart. And as soon as they crossed the ocean, they went by some people worshiping a calf. They said, oh Musa, we want a God like they have a God. They saw people worshiping a statue. After Allah had saved them, they said, oh Musa, we want to have a God just like they have a God. And when he eventually, he told them, he was shocked at their statement, as it comes in the Quran. Eventually when he went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the appointment in the mount, he came back, he found that they did actually make their own calf from gold, and they, you know, they put a hole from in the front and a hole at the end. So anytime the wind will blow, it will make a special sound, and they were worshipping the calf besides Allah. So Allah is reminding them of these things. Allah is reminding them of these things. You claim that you only disbelieving in the Quran, but you believe in the Torah. You believe in what was sent down upon you. Really? Then why did you kill the prophets? And why did you take the calf as a god? وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. What that indicates, يعني you have no excuse. You're not jahilun. Jahil, ignorant. Zalim is someone who knows and does it intentionally, willingly, unlike the ignorant. You see the difference between both. So there's a point here by saying, وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. While you are oppressors, يعني while you knew that this calf is not Allah, and that you should not take it as a god, they still did that. ثُمَّ نَعْمُ. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاسْمَعُوا. And when Allah Azza wa Jal took the covenant with them and He raised the mount over them as a threat, because they would not take the commandments of Allah unless they were threatened to be destroyed. So the mount had to be above them, يعني it's gonna fall on you. Take what Allah has given you with strength, with seriousness. وَاسْمَعُوا and listen. أي سَمَاعُ قُبُولُ وَطَاعَ وَاسْتِجَابَ. What kind of listening? The listening that goes from the right ear and jumps out of the left ear? No. The listening of obedience, submission, acceptance. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَنَا. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ from these people. May Allah protect us from this path. They said, we listen and we disobey. Imagine. They said that. سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. We listen and we disobey. Whereas the Muslims, what did they say at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah? وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَطَعْنَا. We listen and we obey. Subhanallah. إيه صارت هذه طيب قالوا سمعنا وعصينا أي صارت هذه حالتهم وأشربوا في قلوبهم العجل أي صبغ حب العجل وحب عبادته في قلوبهم وتشربها بسبب كفرهم. This became their condition to listen and to disobey, to listen and to disobey, as the Sheikh mentioned. And they were made to love the calf. their hearts became full of love to this calf which they have taken as a god besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and worshipping it became something that is, yani, they were fascinated with. And this Allah Azza wa Jal gave them because of their disbelief, because of their rejection of worshipping Allah, and they wanted to worship other than Allah. They became over attached to this calf. And you can imagine, as you know, maybe some of the Christians are ex-Christians in the class here. Maybe if you were a Catholic, you probably may have been attached to a particular statue. Maybe you had it in your home, you know, of Jesus with some two angels carrying him. Or maybe Mary, you know, crying or something along these lines. This is some of the images that you have. You may have been very attached to this image and it had a special place in your heart. And because of your rejection of Allah Azza wa Jal, He made you attached to a statue. And ironically, the same brother there who was with us, we watched yesterday a very interesting email. Maybe you got this email. It was an image of a footage of Catholic Christians in the Catholic Church, and they were carrying actually their God, a statue of Mary, I believe, on some big, you know, thing. Four guys, huh? Walking in the middle of the thing, you know, everybody's there, and music and all the stuff, and the nuns are sitting. And all of a sudden, when they were trying to put it down, old man, four old men, it slipped off his shoulder. And the very statue were like this, and the head broke. And everybody in the church freaked out. Now we were laughing the same way you're laughing. Now to them, their God just fell on the floor and broke his head.
Couldn't
help himself. Had to be carried. But these people are serious, man. We think it's funny because Allah guided us to Islam. But to them, this is a serious. As if this was, you should see the nuns. Yeah, and in their heart, they're afraid that the God is going to punish them. You know, they look like they were afraid that they have dropped their God. So now the God is going to retaliate. So, oh, you're going to drop me? I'm going to show you. I'm going to take out the whole church. In reality, this is what is happening in the world. People have taken these as gods. What are they going to put it in front, wearing all the clothes, to do what? To go down, bow into face, say, oh, mother, you know, mother of God, blah, 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 blah. Somebody just carved it 2 days ago, man. Somebody just made it for you. Yeah, while he's smoking, exactly.
He's drinking.
Yeah, well, he's drunk, maybe. Smoke some stuff, you know. Doesn't know what he's doing. He's going like this. Help. And then the next day they worship it in the church. So alhamdulillah, obviously the Jews had some similar methodology. They took a calf and they worshipped it besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ بِئْسَ مَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ إِيمَانُكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ أي أنتم تدعون الإيمان وتمدحون بالدين الحق وتتمدحون بالدين الحق وأنتم قتلتم أنبياء الله واتخذتم العجل إلها من دون الله. Meaning you claim Iman, you claim to be believers, and you praise yourself that you're upon the religion of the truth, although you have killed the prophets of Allah and have taken the calf as in God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَمَّا غَابَ عَنْكُمْ مُوسَى نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ. When Musa had to go away, the messenger of Allah, in order to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not meet in a sense of meeting, rather he was waiting, appointed there for Allah azza wa jal to speak to him. Because Allah spoke to Musa without any partition, without any mediator. Strictly, he spoke directly to Musa alayhi salatu salam. That's why it's called Kalimur Rahman. Hey. ولم تقبلوا أوامره ونواهيه إلا بعد التهديد ورفع الطور فوقكم. And you did not accept the commandments and the prohibitions of Allah except after you were threatened and after the mount was raised above your heads. فالتزمتم بالقول ونقضتم بالفعل. You said outwardly, verbally, they said, okay, fine, we're gonna obey, but in reality, in action, you disobeyed and you rejected. فما هذا الإيمان الذي دعيتم وما هذا الدين. So what is this kind of faith? What is this faith that you're claiming, and what is this religion of yours? It's nothing. It's fabrications. فإن كان هذا إيمانا على زعمكم فبئس الإيمان الداعي صاحبه إلى الطغيان. If this is faith that you claim, then what a wicked kind of faith that calls you to disobey and transgress. والكفر برسل الله, and to reject the messengers of Allah. وكثرة العصيان, and abundance in disobedience. وقد عهد أن الإيمان الصحيح يأمر صاحبه بكل خير. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله أهلا. And it has been understood that proper belief makes the person do every kind of righteous deed. Believe makes you do righteous deeds and avoid bad deeds. وينهاه عن كل شر فوضح بهذا كذبهم أو كذبهم وتبين تناقضهم. So with that, their lying became clear, and their contradictions were also obvious now. They became clear that how they contradicting themselves in their statements. They say that we believe, but then they kill the prophets. They say believe in the Torah, but they reject the Quran. Everything is now in a state of confusion. Their statements oppose their actions, and their actions and statements oppose their past. Because this is speaking to who now? The Jews at the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who also disbelieved in him. So Allah will give them some of their current that day status and some of their past to remember that Allah has reminded them about their forefathers. يعني you're similar to them. You're following their footsteps. The same way you are rejecting now, there were people who came before you who also rejected. Now of course, as we believe, not all the Jews were disbelievers. Even now when we're speaking about this category of Jews, the children of Israel, there were among them also those who were righteous, who believed in Moses, who obeyed him, who were with him, who supported him, who did not take the kafir of God. So this is not applicable to all Jews. But nowadays it's applicable to all Jews and all Christians, because they don't believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. طيب قل إن كنت قل إن كانت لكم الدار الآخرة عند الله خالصة من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين. Say, let me continue. ولن يتمنوه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين. ولتجدنهم أحرص الناس على حياة ومن الذين أشركوا يود أحدهم لو يعمر ألف سنة وما هو بمزحزحه من العذاب أن يعمر والله بصير بما يعملون. عبد الهادي, you have a book? Okay. Sheikh, coach, please.
Before you proceed, let me send you a clarification.
Yes, sir.
Can I?
Okay. Tumble.
Allah said in the Quran that he drove Pharaoh in the Red Sea, and he said also the body of Pharaoh to make to become the next generation as a sign for the next generation to come. So during the time of Isa, they discovered already the body of Pharaoh, which is original in the pyramid.
Are you asking me if they discovered it during the time of Isa?
Yeah, yeah.
Allahu a'lam. I don't know when they discovered it. But regardless, whenever we have history versus the Quran, then we do away with history, because Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who knows everything. For instance, assuming that they did discover it, but it was never recorded. It was never recorded authentically where we could refer to it today. What do we do? Do we put the Quran? I'm not saying that's what you're doing. Do we say we believe in the statement of Allah or not based on historical facts or not? No. If Allah said that He left him as an ayah, then he was an ayah. He was a sign for those who came after. The details of that, we may know, we may not know. If we know, then that's further explanation of the ayah. If we do not know, then we believe in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, even if we cannot support it historically. You see what I'm saying?
So there's no...
I don't know. We have to really look into history.
Within the Quran itself.
Within the Quran itself.
Yeah, only this ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his body a sign for the next generation.
Nah.
Only this.
Yes, I don't know. There's no other verse which mentions that, you know, anyone discovered him. Nah.
No, actually, I think that many scholars say that his body already exists in Egypt. It's in a museum. It's from Giza.
Yeah, he said that. But when did they discover it?
During the time of Isa, after Pharaoh.
From the time of Pharaoh, huh?
Yes, actually, it exists now. Definitely, it was preserved from a long time ago.
Sah.
Yes. This is the past,
yeah. Yes, but yani, the fact if they saw it or didn't, I think that, yani, I don't know. Definitely, they knew because it was very recent.
Right. No, either the way they used to actually wrap the actual bodies for preservation, that was at the time of Fir'aun.
Yeah.
Hey, so it must have been done in this fashion anyways.
No, there's only clarification.
No, no problem. Barakallahu fiik. But now we want to know. So now you have to make some research and let us know next week, inshallah. طيب. So anyone can read verse 94, 95, 96 in English, please. The interpretation of meaning in English.
Say to them, the home of the hereafter with Allah is indeed for you especially and not for others, for mankind. Then long for that if you are faithful. But they will never long for it because of what their hands have sent before them, i.e. what they have done. And Allah is all knower of the Salimun, polytheists and wrongdoers. And verily you will find them, the Jews, affiliated with mankind for life, and even greedier than those who ascribe partners to Allah and do not believe in resurrection. Magians, pagans and idolaters. Every one of them wishes that he could be given a life of 1,000 years. But the grant of such life will not save him even a little from due punishment. And Allah is all seer of what they hold.
Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, this is dangerous, man. Listen to this, ya akhwan. The Shaykh Ahmad said, "I قل لهم على وجه تصحيح دعواهم." Say to them to rectify and to correct their claim. If the home of the hereafter, يعني الجنة, paradise, خالصة من دون الناس, كما زعمتم أن الله جل ما كان هودا وصار, as they claim, none will enter paradise unless he's a Jew. The Jews say, no one will enter paradise except a Jew. And the Christians say, no one will enter paradise except Christians. Those who believe that Jesus atoned for their sins through His blood, which paid for the debt of the original sin of Adam. There's a lecture from Ahmad Didat, rahimahullah, where he's not debating anyone.
Yeah.
He just deals with the concept of the atonement. And he says that it is based on three foundations, three pillars, and he had books. If you remove any one of them, the structure will fall apart. The first one is the concept of the original sin. Second, the divinity of Jesus. Third, the crucifixion. If you remove any one of them, you no longer have atonement. The whole concept of atonement is destroyed. He proved all three being false from the Bible. From the Bible, from the teachings of Christianity, you do not have any supporting even the concept of original sins. Many verses in the Bible that indicate what we believe in Islam. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. No soul shall carry the burden of another.
Yeah.
These were the teachings of the prophets and the messengers. That, you know, whoever does righteousness is doing it for himself. And whoever does wickedness, it's upon himself. And other things, of course, then logically, it doesn't make sense that, you know, if your father did something, and that's why I beat you. So what did I don't agree with my father. I don't agree with what he did, so why would you kill me? And he mentioned some interesting stories. This is as far as the original sin, biblically, cannot be proven, logically cannot be proven. The divinity of Jesus, everybody knows that already, that, you know, it's obvious that he is the messenger of Allah. And the crucifixion. All of these are not sound. So the whole concept of atonement is destroyed. You cannot really depend on it, which is the belief of the Christians. So nonetheless, in this case, the Christians say that unless you believe in that, no paradise for you. You know, no paradise for you. Then Allah said, وَأَنَّ النَّارَ لَن تَمَسْهُمْ الْأَيَامَ مَعْدُودَ. And they say, and if we do go to the fire, it'll just be for a number of days. يعني for the, you know, for maybe for the wine we drank and the pig we ate and for the fornication we committed and all the wrongdoings that we're doing, we may go to the fire for a few days. Among them, of course, many of the Christians don't believe in that either. Maybe the Jews, يعني, they believed in that. But the Christians, they said, Jesus paid for it, so you're going straight to paradise once you have the faith, that faith in Jesus. فَإِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ بِهَذِهِ الدَّعْوَةِ. Then Allah gave him a challenge. If you are truthful regarding that claim, فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتِ. Wish for death. Wish for death. وَهَذَا نَوْعُ مُبَاهَلَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This is a kind of a debate, kind of a thing or a challenge, where they are brought in the same thing, and you know, you present the opponent with something where he has to make a choice. As in another occasion where Allah, the Prophet ﷺ did this with the حاجك فيه من بعد ما جاءك من العلم فقل تعالوا ندعو أبناءنا وأبناءكم ونساءنا ونساءكم وأنفسنا وأنفسكم ثم نبتهل فنجع لعنة الله على الكاذبين. Allah told the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, tell the Christians after you explain to them that Allah is the only one who deserves to be worshipped. Say, if they still argue with you after that, then tell them, come on, let's call our children and your children, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves. Then let us ask Allah. Then we supplicate to Allah to send His curse upon the liars. You want anything better than that? You know what happened? The Christians never showed up. They never showed up. Because this is giving the opponent no room. So you want anything better than that? Come. We'll ask Allah to curse the liar. We will ask Allah to curse the liar. If you are truthful, if you are truthful, come on. Do you think they will come? You a Muslim, you know that Allah will curse them because they're liars. And they know that Allah will curse them, they're liars. That's why they didn't show up. They didn't show up. So obviously, this is a kind of iftihal where you supplicate to Allah to send this curse upon the liars. They always avoid that. They cannot be put in the corner. And I seen another debate. I watch debates not because I agree with the concept of debates, because debates sometimes do they go against da'wah, just quite honestly, because very often you offend the opponent and they just become blind. They will follow their pastor, their priest, whoever it is, blindly. But they brought some Swedish one called I don't know what it's called, Saint Andrew, something like that. Anyways, they one of the Muslims got up in the lecture, in the debate, in the question session. He told the guy, you know, you say that you believe that the Bible is the word of God,
yeah,
and you believe that you have faith in Jesus. He said, yeah. He said in Mark chapter 16, there's a verse that says that those who believe in Jesus, if they were to drink something poisonous, it will not kill them.
Then he
pulled out a bottle. He said, this is a bottle of poison. Drink it. The guy went to the stage. He went and picked it up from him. He walked back to the stage. You are telling me, started talking. Listen to this. He opens the bottle. Huh? He pours it in the cup. And everybody's now, you know, looking forward to the yani. He himself is thinking what he's going to do. He doesn't know what he's going to do. He talks. People say, come on, man, speak right. You show us what you're going to do. Then he told the man, hey, you are a devil. You want, my wife told me. He said, my wife told me 2 days ago. Peter or whatever his name is, be careful, somebody's going to try to kill you. That was so dumb. He said, supposedly his wife told him 2 days ago, Stanley, be careful, someone's going to try to poison you. Wallah, he's serious. It's almost like comedy. And then he poured a cup, you think, and then he told the guy, you're a devil, you want to kill me. And he went and put them back, he didn't do anything. Yes, yeah. Look, if you wanted, if you really did, why would you put it in a cup? He was leading the people on. He himself, if you observe it, he did not know how to deal with it. He was testing himself. Will I do this? Will I not do this? Otherwise, you wouldn't pour the cup. He would put it from the beginning, say, listen, man, I will not test myself. I will not, you know, you're a devil. You try to take away life. He's trying to give it a bit run. He actually was debating with himself. He would speak loud and he got angry and he was emotional and up and down, putting in the cup and putting it and killing it. Everybody's waiting. And he went and said, oh, you're a devil, man. You're a devil trying to kill me. I was like,
was he really a poison?
No, that's just something.
Wallah, I don't know what it was, man. So it was a classic, man. So that just shows you these are, so when you put them to the test, when you put them to the test, they will fail. Why? Because Allah will always humiliate the liars. When the magicians of the time of Musa, they wanted to pull a stunt, Allah Azza wa Jal made it clear that his stick ate all of their snakes, they became believers. Anytime the truth goes against the falsehood, Allah will make the truth dominant, regardless of the one supporting it, to prove to the people that this is the truth, so no one will have any misconceptions afterwards. So these are among the evidences that we have experienced in this life about the clarity of the message of Islam and the ambiguity of the... You don't understand even what they believe. You know, anyways, it was a very interesting event. Rahmatullah ala Sayyid Ahmad Didat for the things he has done for Islam, but do not try to be an Ahmad Didat. Okay, just stick to the old-fashioned one-on-one da'wah. Don't put yourself in a position where someone may present something to you that you will not be able to deal with. And we don't know anyone who had the Bible understood and memorized like Ahmad Didat rahimahullah. Anytime they will give him something, he will give him something back. I don't think we can do that. So we try to avoid that. Yeah, والله عليكم السلام حيا الله دكتور غلقنا خلاص.
زمان مثلا رحت عند الأخ أبو أحمد بردلة
عادي سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.